It is 65 degrees, have 76% humidity. 719 with Tom and Laura on front side of the weekend. It is the opening weekend for the homestand. Texas Tech Red Raiders 2013, and we have got a facelifted Jones AT&T Stadium. Let me tell you, what's in the box? You want to know what's in the box? We got the man on the phone. This is Blaine Beal. He's the Associate Athletic Director for Communications, Texas Tech University. Welcome to the program, man. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, good. Doing good. First off, before we get into the nuts and bolts of the deal and finding out what people are going to experience when they go into the stadium, the theme for this week's game, as posted on the Texas Tech Athletic website, is Fearless, period. We're striping out the Jones, and the game is September 7th, tomorrow, and even number sections and students are wearing red, and odd number sections are wearing black. So we're trying to be variegated. Is that not correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes,
awesome. So tell us, what are the high points that people are going to be looking forward to and experience? What's going to be the thing people walk away from in the stadium and go, wow, that was awesome?
Well, I can tell you that ever since the conclusion of last season and as we move forward to the 2013 season, we were really keeping the fans in mind. And one of the things that we have to compete with and the things that we understand is we're trying to get fans out to the stadium and to compete with the in-home experience. We know that your living rooms with your big screen TVs and your refrigerator close by is very comfortable for people. And what we're trying to give people is that exact same experience at Jones AT&T Stadium. And we think this year with a significant number of improvements, you're going to have that in-home experience at a stadium filled with 60,000 of your closest friends. And that's really going to start before you even enter the stadium this year. As soon as you walk by Raider Alley, you're going to notice a major difference in that area. In the past, we've had live entertainment and vendors. This year, we're going to continue to have those vendors, but we're bringing in a big screen there at Raider Alley, so you can watch college football games from across the country. That's something that we heard from the fans, that they felt like they were out of touch with what was going on in college football, so we're bringing that experience to them, so allowing you to kind of get caught up on what's going on in the rest of college football. And then, obviously, when you enter the stadium, we're really excited about a new $16 million renovation that's been ongoing in the north end of the stadium. We have put up a beautiful colonnade wall, which we think really completes the north end of the stadium. That construction will actually be complete sometime before, we hope, the 1st of October, if not October 1. So it will be a zone that when you get to the stadium, you're going to be able to function, but it will still be a construction area as they finish up those pieces over the next couple of weeks.
That's a big job, man, isn't it?
It is a big job. But ultimately, the centerpiece of the entire project is a new high-definition video board and sound system. And we're extremely excited. It's one of the largest screens in college football. It's high-definition. And it has a crystal clear sound system that it will rival any concert that you've ever been to. So we're very, very excited about that. And as I mentioned earlier about the in-home experience, that screen's going to provide a lot of options on game day. But one of those being, again, keeping you updated on what's going on in college football. We'll be streaming in highlights from across the Big 12 Conference and nationally. So as you're sitting in the stadium, you're not going to be left behind wondering what's going on with other teams in the country.
Wow, so I guess that's cool. Yeah, I guess really what you have there is the installation of just a separate production staff just to produce stuff for the scoreboard. You'd have to.
Yeah, we do, and that's something that we've had. We've invested a lot of money. We've invested over $3 million in the control room in the United Spirit Arena where that production takes place, and it's state of the art. And we have a large team that has been working tirelessly over the last few weeks to prepare that and get that ready. So, again, I think when you come in the stadium and you see those ribbon boards, the north end and the south end of the stadium, and the video board, you're going to experience an in-game experience that you've never been a part of at Jones AT&T Stadium before.
The production crew's working out of the arena?
Yes, and that's something that's always been the case. You know, all of our video screens are operated for the United Spirit Arena. So it's a great technology with fiber. We have fiber that connects all of our facilities to that arena. And so, again, it's state-of-the-art, and the fans are really going to love it.
What is that big Megatron thing called? Do we have a name for it?
We don't have a name for it. It's just a video screen. You know, all of our productions are called Texas Tech TV, which we launch on television and been online at texastech.tv. That's just a production of Texas Tech TV, but it doesn't have a name. We just call it the video screen, and so, yeah.
We can affectionately just call it, in the Texas Tech television community, we can just say, it's the big one.
It's the big one, yeah.
So if I'm a... Go ahead.
I think another thing to note for fans, too, as you come to the stadium, for the first time, fans are going to be able to use their credit cards at all of our concession stands across the stadium.
Really?
So that'll be credit card and cash, something else that we think is a huge benefit for our fans. Our students are going to be able to use their housing and dining dollars in the concession stands. So we think that's going to be a tremendous convenience for our students. So. And then again, you know, we just announced earlier this week with a good cooperation with AT&T. They've been doing a lot of work to install an LTE system into the stadium, so that will help us with our call capacity and data capacity on Saturday. So we think when you walk in the stadium, you're going to notice a big difference in your cell phone.
Okay. So when we walk in, what can we expect security-wise? What do we need to be ready for?
Well, you know, security is something that we take seriously. And, you know, what I would recommend to people, if you've not been to our stadium, log onto our website. We have a list of items that you can bring in, that you can't bring in. There's quite a few of them. But we have a new security services team that's going to be in place this year. And it'll be a normal screening process. Bags will be checked, and they'll be checking for a variety of different things. But what I would certainly encourage people to do is just log on. Find what you can't bring in, you can't. Number one thing, don't think you can bring an umbrella. Umbrellas are not allowed in the stadium. So that's probably the biggest thing that we get people trying to bring in.
This is football, man. Yeah. You got to be ready to get it on you.
And what about stadium seats? I know some people wonder about stadium seats.
Yeah, you know the folding kind?
Yeah.
You know they're about 17 inches wide.
Yes, we allow you to bring a stadium seat if it meets a certain capacity. You could also purchase them inside the stadium. So, yeah, again, you know, the easiest thing to do is log on to texastech.com. We have a whole list of all of these items. So it's very convenient for you to find out what you can and can't bring in. And as I said, there's quite a few of them. But, again, our stadium security services people will do a great job of informing people and giving you those opportunities.
Hey, Blaine Beal, thanks for joining us this morning, taking time out. I know today is probably going to be one of the busiest days of your life, and probably one of the most exciting days, because this is a huge deal for Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Absolutely. Anytime you kick off a new football season, it's a lot of fun, and we're excited to have Coach Kingsbury and the leadership that he brings to our football program, and the excitement level has been very high for the last few months. We're ready now to put the ball in the tee and kick it off and see what we can go from here.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks. Thanks again for joining us. Appreciate you checking in. Blaine Beal, Associate Director of, Associate Athletic Director of Communications at Texas Tech University.